It's very good that Archer has finished or quit smoking. But yes, there's just a thought. Archer, if you are out there, just it'll be interesting to hear what you think about that, or if the boyfriend has noticed that quite possibly antidepressants might, you know, just affect other parts of your life or your mind or, you know, your awakeness or whatever. So, yes, that's my thoughts on that, on the fading of Archer and the short shows. Now, of course, if only we could get Big Fatty to go on antidepressants, then his 20-minute shows would probably drop back to about 5 minutes. Oh, dear. Just kidding, Big Fatty. You know we love you, even if you are having a horror weekend of doing all sorts of unimaginable things with Crisco oil. Someone is ringing me. I don't know who it is. I better just push pause.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, dear.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 420. I say 420 of the... Oh, Lord, 420. Ooh, that has... Big Fatty didn't even think about that. 420 of the BFO for Monday, the 14th of September, 2009. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, did you enjoy celebrating Grandparents' Day yesterday on Sunday the 13th? Y'all, Big Fatty celebrated it in a big way because, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but Big Fatty is Alden from that dubious intent. I'm his grandmother, his grandma. And, y'all, I'm also Stephen. Stephen from Wisconsin. I am his grandfatty. And so Big Fatty just had a wonderful Grandparents' Day, y'all. And I felt like I should go out for the early bird dinner on Sunday. But instead, I fixed me a little sandwich and some soup. And y'all, it was just fabulous. But I was on that dubious intentions on Sunday. And y'all, by the way, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but that dubious intentions is going to be appearing before the death panel next Sunday. It'll be the last live show of the dubious intentions. Now, that Daniel Beaver's going to do a solo show. I suggested he do it about 20 minutes, and by about 20 minutes, exactly 20 minutes. But, I cannot do that. So, whatever. But anyway. But, y'all, it was a very quiet weekend. Very quiet weekend for Big Fatty. Friday night, Big Fatty had a gentleman caller stop by. And this is one of the regular gentleman callers. And y'all, Friday was just real good. It was just real good. And y'all, sometimes his eyes kind of roll back in the back of his head at times. And Friday was one of those times. And you just know when it's good. And so that was nice. And then Saturday, Big Fatty didn't do a fucking thing until about dinner time. And Larry Klein and I went to the Jim and Nick's, not the one downtown that many of the podcasters and podcast listeners have been to, but the one out in Upchuck. And y'all, the vegetable of the day was the green beans with a visible ham. So, y'all, I had to tweet that on the Twitty, and, you know, it was like a little stroll down memory lane, y'all, because, y'all, the visible ham came up when that vegetarian and the patron saint of the BFO, Tim Cormall, was here, and he had to send back the green beans because there was visible ham, y'all. It was just visible ham, and it was unacceptable. But after that, Larry Klein and I went to the Sam's Wholesale Club. And, y'all, they had the good coffee on sale. And Big Fatty loves the good coffee. And I bought that. And I bought some Tide laundry detergent. It came in a little plastic packet. And it had some kind of juice in there, too. But you just threw the little packet. And, y'all, there used to be... I don't know if you'll remember these or not. I'm sure Vera will remember. And by Vera, I mean the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, they're kind of like the Salvo tablets. And, you know, I don't know if you remember the Salvo tablets or not, but y'all, they were laundry detergent, and they came like in a cake of soap, except it was the detergent that was hardened, and it was in a round cake. And but these new Tide packets are just in a little piece of plastic, and it's got some sort of liquid in there. So I don't know what that was, but y'all you just threw one of them in the washer, just threw it right in the washer there, and it cleaned. So anyway, so got one of those out at Sam's Club, and I got the coffee. Y'all, they have the good toilet paper that Big Fatty likes. So I got another 20 roll pack, and that should hold me at least through Wednesday of this week. And then, what else did we get? Larry Clyde bought a couple of things. I got some ibuprofen. I bought the most expensive razor blades on the face of the earth, because, you know, Big Fatty is a subscriber to the most expensive shaving system on the face of the earth, according to Miss Kitty. And so did that, and we pedaled around, and then came on back to the Fat Cave, and I dropped Larry Clyde off at his Fat Cave, and then I did not go out to the Patrick's Pub on Lund.com, better known as the Club Patrick's now, because Granny and Miss Porter, they were up in the Columbia, up near Daniel Beaver territory. And y'all, Daniel Beaver told me he was going to the big gay pride parade on Saturday, but y'all, he didn't go. He just didn't go, because I thought he was going to be standing out there yelling, oh, Miss Porter, Granny, oh, it's Daniel Beaver. But he didn't go. So anyway, but Daniel did not go, but Miss Porter and Granny, they went to the horror group's home bar up there. It's the Club H2O, and they had a grand time. There was some sort of basket winning or something like that. I don't know. I don't have all the details. I'll see if I can get some of those for you, y'all. And then on Sunday, Big Fatty had a brand new gentleman caller today. Y'all never played with this one before, but it was very good, very good. And we're both interested in getting back together again. So anyway, and then I did that Daniel Beaver show. But y'all, before the gentleman caller and the Daniel Beaver show, I did the coupon, and I'm happy to report that y'all, I spent, what did I spend? I spent $30.09, and I saved $19.11. So that's not too bad. That's about 40%. And y'all, there was lots of good stuff on sale this week. And Big Fatty has taken the turkey breast that he made earlier in the week, and I've made soup, y'all. I've made some soup, and y'all, who doesn't love some good soup? And that's how I celebrated the grandparents' day. So anyway, one of the things I had a little trouble with today, you know, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but y'all, I installed that Christmas leopard on the MacBook here in the Fat Cave, and y'all, it fucked up a few things. One of the things that it fucked up was the QuickTime, and y'all, it made it very difficult for Big Fatty to figure out how to get onto the Daniel Beaver show. But I figured it out, and there was some coaching. I will admit that. There was some coaching. But the other thing that it fucked up was the duck. And you probably don't know what the duck is, but the duck is the program that the Big Fatty used to upload the BFO to the GoDaddy. And y'all, it wouldn't do it. And I was panicking there trying to upload last Friday's show, because I did this like on Thursday. And y'all had to call the patron saint of the BFO. That would be Mr. Tim Cornwall, who, by the way, right now is in the Chicagos. He has arrived up there, and I believe he is going to see Miss Lauren, who y'all, is just as cute as a bug. Just cute as a bug. And they're both vegetarians, so they're going to go and go to some kind of vegetarian place. And y'all, I'm going to guess that there's going to be some sort of beveraging also. Miss Lauren loves to drink, y'all, and she's a belly dancer. I don't know if you knew that or not. She's a belly dancer. And she made some sort of outfit out of coins. I don't know if it was chocolate coins or not, but anyway. But anyway, so I don't know if Mr. Tim Cornwall will get to see. Well, I know he's not going to get to see Omar from the other O up there, because he is over in Spain visiting some of his Mexican friends over there. But I don't know if he'll get to see any other podcasters or anybody while he's up there in the Chicagos, but I know he'll have a grand time with Miss Lauren if he doesn't get to see anybody else. But anyway, had a few problems with that Christmas leopard, but Miss Tim Cornwall helped me find a new program. So the uploading of the BFO, fear not. Fear not. It will not be a problem. It will be in your ears on time, as opposed to other podcasts, which are usually late on Mondays. And in fact, they come out so late in the Eastern time zone that you might as well just fuck it and just listen to them on Tuesday. In fact, I'm not quite sure why this person doesn't just go to a Tuesday-Thursday schedule. Speaking of that, y'all, the Sea Hag, and I've already mentioned her name, so I'm not going to play that music again, but the Sea Hag had some friends over. I don't know if Charlene Tilton was one of them, but he had friends over. And y'all, I don't know if you heard the story about how the last time he had friends over, that he made some 8-hour spaghetti sauce. Just took 8 hours to make it, and y'all, the people didn't eat it. They peddled with it. It was peddling with the spaghetti sauce, and of course, you know, Hooch and Vera, they just woofed it down like a vacuum, like a Hoover. And y'all, and then they noticed after it was over that the people hadn't eaten it. Well, y'all, they scraped those plates and they put it back in the refrigerator, and y'all, they served the same stuff to these new people. Again, I don't know if Charlene Tilton was there or not, but they served it as an appetizer. Y'all, how do you have spaghetti sauce as an appetizer? I don't know. But, you know, and it's wonderful. Oh, it's just wonderful. Oh, we loved it, Vera. Please serve us some more scraped pots as appetizers in the future. So, anyway, I don't know. I just don't know, y'all. y'all, now, Tuesday I'm not going to go down in the fat cave for this, but I just want to remind you that Tuesday is the finale of the Big Brother, and it's going to be down between Kevin, that homosexual, and Jordan, who is the ditzy blonde from North Kakalaki, and Natalie, who is just vile. Y'all, she's vile, 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 vile. And y'all, I don't know. But the finale will be Tuesday night. And y'all, the finale of the Big Balls for this year is going to be Wednesday night. So y'all, you might want to set your VRCs for that. But one of the things that I've noticed, and you know, I go to the spoiler sites for the Big Brother, and y'all, they have put little logos up for the different for the different contestants. And y'all, they put one up of I don't know what his name is, but he played a male gigolo. Maybe it was Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo. Put that up for Braden, and the bananas went up for Casey. The head of cauliflower went up for Russell. You know, they've kind of captured their personalities. Y'all, there's a goober that I think it's Jim Carrey being a goober, like Dumb and Dumber, and that was that Ronnie that played the games. Kevin is the gay pride flag. The wizard is Jeff. There's a package of cookie dough, and that is Jordan. Pigpen is Natalie. Y'all, and she's vile. She's just vile. And then there's some kind of straitjacket, and I don't know who the straitjacket is. I don't know. Who would that have been? I don't know. Then there's a horse with big old teeth sticking out, and that is Laura. Because she had the big boobs and the big teeth. I don't know who the straitjacket is. Somebody must have been somebody who was crazy as fucking hell. and then there's a beaker, not beaker, but you know, just the chemistry set beaker for that girl that you know what, the straitjacket is Lydia, because she was batshit crazy, y'all. And the beaker is for that girl that nobody liked, whose name I can't remember. Michelle, maybe? And then, for Jesse, y'all, for Jesse, they've got a box of Summer's Eve. Because, evidently, Jesse was a douchebag. So, I just thought those were kind of cute. So, anyway, and Jesse was a douchebag, but he was hot. So, anyway, now, y'all, I have received some phone calls about Jeremiah's call. But y'all, one of the things that I noticed with this new download of the QuickTime, which caused Big Fatty problems being on the Dubious Intention show. But one of the things it does is it will play your voice letters backwards. And y'all, it's very satanic. And y'all, I figured that since Jeremiah's voice letter was not up to par forward, I thought that I would take some time today and play it backwards and see if it's any better backwards. So let's give a listen to Jeremiah play backwards.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bill. Hey, I was driving on my way to work this morning, and I was listening to your podcast, and I just heard Jeremiah's phone call. All I got to say is, what the fuck was that? You held us hostage for 3 days over that phone call, and there wasn't even anything juicy in it? Don't let it happen again, or you're going to lose your number one fan. Jesus Christ. See ya. Bye.
How dare you? Y'all, the number one fan has even turned on Big Fatty over that phone call. Jeremiah, let me get back down on the knees again. I'm just down here on the knees. Jeremiah, please, for the love of God, playing it backwards wasn't any better. Please call in with a juicy detail. Because if not, then Mike, Drunky Mike from Virginia, Vagina, might call me. Oh, Lord, he's called.
Big Fatty, it's Drunky Mike from the Richmond, Virginia, Vagina. And I'm going to give you a verbal spanking. And this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to take you and tie you up to the sling. Okay? I'm going to take this big, long wooden paddle. I'm thanking you right now, Big Fatty, giving you a verbal spanking right now for that withdrawing Jeremiah's voicemail and whatnot. And only just disappointing us, Big Fatty. I'm sitting there spanking you right now. Just that long, hard wooden paddle. And just giving you that verbal spanking, just spanking you, just making your ass nice and red and whatnot. And going to give off that paddle to whoever wants to give that verbal spanking again to you, Big Fatty, all right? Just hand off the paddle. Just handing it off. All right, Big Fatty, giving you your verbal spanking. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, well, Drunky Mike, I could use the words don't threaten me with a good time, but just think that maybe you might enjoy that verbal spanking, administering that as much as perhaps Big Fatty might enjoy, we won't get into the nitty-gritty details of it, but let me just say this. Call me. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, how about that for a 420 episode? I mean, it's 420 somewhere, right? Ha-ha! And that was an odd one, y'all. Y'all, I have caught up on the Glee, okay? And I'm just going to tell you, I've already gotten a verbal reprimand by Michael Sage out there in the Californias. I don't know how close he is to the surface of the sun. But y'all, the Glee, me and Miss West and the patron saint all agree the Glee is, I don't know, but everyone else seems to be all...
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, is right. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.